Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I'm reading this book, and the name of the book is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. This book is about how to become a better person, how to change your reality, how to change your current reality, and create a better future for yourself. And it talks about many different ways, and his method is really, really interesting. It's about heart and mind coherence. If your heart and your mind are in perfect balance, then and only then you will be able to achieve the things that you want to achieve in your life. But this podcast, this episode is not about the book itself, but it's about a topic that is explained in the first part of the book, which is quantum field and quantum physics. And I wanted to learn more about this topic myself. I personally wanted to learn about this topic myself. So I wanted to share it with you. And this will also help me learn and understand the concept better. So let's try to understand quantum physics in simple terms, with a few simple examples. Think about particle and wave duality. Imagine you're at a beach looking at the waves, you know, the water waves of the ocean waves. You understand that waves are a collection of water oscillating together, right? A collection of water. Now, think of a single pebble, a very small solid object, a small rock, right? It's solid. In the everyday world, something is either a wave or a particle. Quantum physics tells us that at a tiny, small level, things like light and electrons can be both a wave and a particle. It's like if that pebble, that small rock, could also spread out and create ripples like a wave in water. This is the first example, or the first concept. Now let's learn about quantum superposition. Pretend or imagine that you have a coin that is spinning on a table. Spinning. The coin is spinning.
You see, that coin is spinning.
It's not spinning now. But imagine there's a coin on a table and the coin is spinning. While it's spinning, it's either heads or tails. It seems to be in both states at once. Only when you stop it by looking or touching, does it become either heads or tails. In quantum physics, particles can be in multiple states or places at the same time, like the spinning coin. Really interesting, right? And they only choose one when we measure or observe them. Now let's learn about quantum entanglement. What's that? Think about having a pair of magical gloves. If you put one glove in a box and take it far, far away, when you open your box and see you have the left glove, you instantly know the other box has the right glove without looking, right? This is a bit like entanglement. When particles become linked and the state of one instantly influences the state of the other, no matter how far apart they are. What a beautiful example. Now let's look at Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. Imagine you're trying to catch a mosquito. You can see where it is, but you don't know how fast it's flying. Alternatively, you could observe how fast it moves, but then you can't tell its precise position. This relates to the uncertainty principle, where you cannot know both the exact position and the exact speed of a particle at the same time. The more accurately you know one, the less accurately you can know the other. Now let's learn about quantum tunneling. Consider a ball rolling towards a hill. Usually, you would expect it to need enough speed to get over the hill. But sometimes, in quantum physics, particles can cheat and appear on the other side of the barrier or the other side of the hill without apparently or vividly having the energy to go over it. This is called tunneling, and it explains how the sun can power itself and how electronic devices like your phone work. These examples can simplify the complexity of quantum physics to provide a basic understanding of its complex and strange, non-intuitive principles. The quantum world is vastly different from the day-to-day experiences that we have as humans, and it challenges our usual perceptions of reality. It challenges our usual way of looking at the world, how the world works, how we live our lives, and so forth. So this was quantum physics. Now let's understand a little bit about quantum field. Think of a field like a big, stretchy sheet that spreads out everywhere. For example, if we think about a field in everyday life, like a magnetic field, it's like an invisible force that pulls or pushes on magnets and metal objects all across space. Now, in the quantum field theory, instead of having invisible magnetic forces, we have fields that are spread out over all of space for different kinds of particles, like electrons or protons, which are particles of light. So using a simple example, imagine you have a trampoline. You know, a trampoline you jump on. This trampoline represents a field in quantum physics. Now, if you place a bowling ball in the middle of the trampoline, it will make a big dent. This dent is similar to how particles like electrons create a disturbance in a quantum field. The bigger the ball, or the more energy the particle has, the bigger the dent in the trampoline, or the field. When you bounce on the trampoline, waves move across it. These waves are like the particles that quantum fields create. The cool part about quantum fields is that they can also describe how particles can pop into and out of existence, just like the ripples suddenly appearing and disappearing on the surface of water. In quantum field theory, everything in the universe is made up of fields and their vibrations. Instead of normal balls and trampolines, we're talking about particles and fields at incredibly tiny scales, much smaller than atoms or atoms. So, to wrap it all together, a quantum field is like a universe-sized trampoline for every type of particle, creating waves that we see as particles when they vibrate in just the right way. So that is basically how, in simple language, we can understand quantum physics and quantum field. Does that make sense? I hope it's clear enough for you to understand it. And if your major is physics, please leave a comment if this makes sense, or if this is correct from a quantum field perspective, or if I explained quantum physics and quantum field in a good way and in a correct way. And the reason that the author talks about this in the book is because he wants to challenge us to look at our world the way we look at quantum field and quantum physics, because the world is vast. The opportunities are limitless. The mind is limitless. The possibilities are limitless. And if you want to change your life, achieve more, become more, get more, and of course, most importantly, all of these leading you to become more happy, more satisfied, then you need to think of yourself that you're part of the quantum field. You're bouncing and you're creating energy. You are attracting energy. And you, just like quantum field, you are limitless. And you can become the person you wish to become. The last part was just rambling. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you liked it, please share it with your friends. And I will see you in the next episode.